Adam, after you've been eliminated by a team in the playoffs, is it just natural to maybe like that team less going forward?
Yeah, I guess. Obviously, you want to put your best foot forward every game, but there are certain games that might mean a little more than. But you know, that being said, they're playing really well right now, and we're still trying to kind of get back on the right track. So you know, it's going to be another important game. We know they're going to provide a big challenge for us, and you know, maybe it's a little extra motivation.
What do you like? What are you working on right now? When you say you guys are trying to get back on track, but you're still the number one team right now in your division.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think there's just things in our game that we can clean up. I think you saw how we finished the game against Detroit and how we started against Anaheim, and you know, certain things like that. We knew going into the game yesterday they were going to be desperate, and you know, they certainly played a good game, but you know, we hold ourselves to a high standard and we expect a lot out of ourselves. So, you know, I think we've won 4 out of our last 5, but not necessarily every game has been a great effort or been a thing that we're going to look to replicate. So, you know, it's important that you keep winning games, but, you know, we keep getting better as well.
Is that okay at this time of year, though? I mean, like you'd said, maybe it's not your best effort, but you've gone 4-5, you're first in the division. Is it okay to go for a while, especially at this time of the year, not be playing your best hockey and still pulling off the victories?
I'm fine with winning. So, you know, I think to a certain extent, you don't really care how you play. You're happy that you're winning games, but you know, in the big picture, it's important that you keep building and you kind of find that consistency and try and get everything clicking at once so that, you know, moving forward, you're a tough team to beat every night. I think, you know, we've been able to stick around in games where we haven't, you know, necessarily had our legs or we haven't been playing the best, and, you know, we've found ways to win. So that's important. That shows signs of a good team. And you know, it's always nice to win games, but it's a little nicer when you're playing really well and you're winning those games too.
One of the only slides you guys had last year, Adam, was kind of around this time, just going into that player break. I'm not sure if you recall, there was a tough one in Chicago, a tough one in Minnesota. But is it a tough time of year to keep that focus and you really got to bear down?
I think I was on vacation at that time. you know what? It's just like, it's a lot of games and in a short amount of time. So, you know, sometimes, you know, that can add up, but it's not an excuse. Every team goes through tough scheduling things. And, you know, a lot of teams are really turning the corner right now. It usually ramps up after Christmas and it'll ramp up again here coming up. And, you know, points are now so much more valuable, you know, they're worth the same, but you know, the closer you get to the trade deadline, the closer you get to the end of the year, teams start really, really battling because they can kind of see the importance of those points. And, you know, I think a lot of teams are coming in here and are really excited to play us. You know, it's a good challenge. We're a great team at home and, you know, we're leading our division. So they're using these games as measuring sticks, and most nights you see teams' best efforts, so it's important that you find ways to win. And yeah, you know, I think last year there's skid, and you know, sometimes you're not going to have your best you know, for stretches, but it's important you find it and you kind of end those skids as quickly as possible. And you know, fortunately this year we haven't really gone on too many of those.
Vegas of today compared to the Vegas that took you guys out of the spring?
Honestly, I don't really know. I haven't watched them a ton this year. They're just for whatever reason, I haven't seen them play a lot. So, you know, when we watch video tomorrow, I think I'd have a better answer for you.